every day, Mark, about 8:50, we let you know a couple things going on in the world community that we live in. Morgan and Kelly in with us today, and Gillette's taking pictures. We just got the whole group in here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the summer concert series. And Morgan, what do you got going on here now? I think this is our second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the second one, Morgan, what do we have going on here?
Sure. Well, the Repeat Offenders Band, they'll be playing tomorrow evening.
Are you reading off of your phone?
Did you not study for this? Did you not know what the questions would be?
It's your event. You ought to know what's going on.
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, they'll be playing at the Josephine Crossing Concert Amphitheater tomorrow evening from 5 to 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
At the concert, you'll be able to purchase food and drinks from different vendors, as well as candy from YBGR.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also have a coloring station. And we're just excited for community members and family to bring their friends and picnic supplies and come down and have a great evening of fun through music.
Who's playing again?
The Repeat Offenders.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like any of their songs?
You know, I
Come on, look that up on the phone.
I'll speak to the Repeat Offenders. I saw them a couple weeks ago at Huntley, and they are amazing, super high energy.
Mm-hmm.
They play everything from Katy Perry to Michael Jackson to Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
They even did a mashup that was a Nirvana song with Billie Jean over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fun. They're a high energy crowd.
So this is our second one, right, Kelly? Isn't this the second one that we've
done? Yeah, this is the second one.
Yeah, so how'd the first one go?
The first one was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, we had Becky Sappington and the Bitter Road.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out and supported Billings TrailNet last month. And
mm-hmm.
this month it's for Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch. And we're excited to partner with them. And, of course, all of this is possible by our sponsors, who are the McCall Homes Trade Partners. So
mm-hmm.
we're grateful for that.
Down at Joseph, why did they call it Josephine's Crossing? Do you know?
I do. It was named after the USS Josephine, that actually was a steamship that came up the Yellowstone River. It was the first ship to get us this far up the river.
Oh, well, that one makes sense then.
Yeah.
Well, we like that one.
Yeah. And how do folks get out there, first of all? I mean, in case they don't know how to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a little off the beaten path, but
mm-hmm.
Really easy to get to. So just south of the King Avenue exit, about a mile down Malowney Lane,
mm-hmm.
take a left on Elysian Road and follow the signs.
Concert from 5 to 8:30. Does everybody have to bring their own chairs and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a nice green lawn set up, and you can come and bring your picnic blanket and your camp chairs. And
mm-hmm.
There's going to be food and beer and wine
mm-hmm.
Available for purchase. And, of course, it's a benefit concert, so we accept donations for Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch all throughout the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So if you enjoy the concert, please give generously.
Morgan, what kind of food do we have coming? Do you know? God,
No, go ahead and grab your phone.
If it's not on a phone, hold on.
No.
Do you know how the new Pokemon game works?
Morgan's been so great at helping out and being a part
of
this. But we have actually different food trucks coming every week, so that's probably why she's caught a little off guard. Cajun Patties, I'm Craving Barbecue, and Sandy's new food truck will all be there, as well as the Snowy food truck to serve the kids.
What time's the concert start,
Kelly?
Starts
at 5 o'clock.
Starts at 5? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
All
right.
5.
Gates open at 5 then? Will they be open right away?
Yeah, there's really no gate per se since it's a free show, so just show up whenever, and food and beverages will be ready to go.
5 to 8:30, that's a 3.5-hour long concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my kind of concert. They sell beer and it starts at 5.
That's true. All right. Probably.
Bring your red Solo cup, right?
Yeah. And we'll probably have more concerts in throughout the summer, huh, Kelly? I'm sure this is something you're going to try.
Absolutely. The next one's going to be August 16th,
uh-huh.
and then the final one will be September 6th with the Midlife Chryslers.
Wow. That sounds cool. So Morgan, back to you. What's with all this information, all the calendars and things that you have here? What's this just stuff that goes on at the Yellowstone Boys and Girls
Ranch? You know, YBGR serves about 650 kids throughout Montana each day
mm-hmm.
who struggle with social, emotional, and behavioral disorders. And so these are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got all kinds of brochures, all kinds of information on them. But it's really just a great organization. And it's just, we hope to serve kids.
That relies a lot on contributions from the community to keep it going.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
Okay, all right, well, put that on your phone. all right, so here you go, coming up on the 12th, which is tomorrow already. Well, yeah, tomorrow already. There you go, folks. And the weather's going to be great. Mm-hmm. It's going to be sunny and 80 degrees tomorrow, so it should be nice out there. Take some bug repellent, you know, just in case the skeeters are a little bad out there by the river. You want to do that. You know, Morgan, you have been a wealth of information today. I want to thank you for coming in.
I really tried.
You know, you are awesome at your job. You come back anytime, all right? You
thank
too,
you.
Kelly. You come back.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
Golden Oldies up next here on The Cat.
Have you ever invested?